Hey, 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 it's Marriage and Things. I'm Bri Nicole.
And I'm Tessalon, but everyone just calls me Tess.
And this is episode 2.
Yeah, we're kind of delayed on this second episode. I don't know what happened this week. What happened this week, Bri?
We got tired. I'm tired.
You tired?
Yeah.
Okay. And we're up kind of late trying to do this. It's 11 o'clock.
On a Saturday night.
I know. We're not turning up on a Tuesday. And, yeah, I got the coffee going. And, we're just trying to knock this out. And we'll try to have this at least once or twice a week, you know. So, Sorry for the delay.
Yes, just a conversation between two lovebirds.
I don't know what she's doing, so I'm ready to get started. Let's go.
Okay, so I'm used to Tango now. That's what I want to talk about. I picked him up. I let him sit on my lap, and that's an update. Also, we like each other's food a little bit more. We haven't forced ourselves to eat anything in a little while, so that's pretty much a good update. I made some really good... I made some chicken, but what did I make with it? It was really good. We ate it. And I made spaghetti.
And she made the best hot dogs that I've ever tasted in
my
life.
Well, that's normal for me. Hot dogs all the time. Whatever. Mm-hmm. But I didn't even know what I was doing when I was cooking the chicken. I was just doing it. I'm like, this doesn't even make sense. This is all so stupid. And then it came out good.
You thought you were Chef Curry at the pot?
Yes. Chef Boyard Bri.
Boyard Bri. We're going to have to trademark that.
Well... Anyway, Tess, how do you spend your days as a recently returned to Baton Rouge resident?
My days. I just do nothing. Like, I wake up and, you know, I try to go exercise. I do maybe one or two sit-ups and that's it for the day. As of lately, I really haven't been doing much, and I need to change that. One day, I believe it was this past Wednesday, Bri came home, and she was just like, super pumped. And why were you pumped, Bri?
This past Wednesday?
Yeah, the Savers.
Oh, yeah. I listened to this podcast. It's called Entrepreneurs and Coffee, and... one of the guests was Hal Elrod, who created the My Miracle Morning routine. And the initials, or the letters for the acronym, is that... it's not an acronym. It's
an abbreviation, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. What's it called? Okay. Whatever it's called. Yes, it's SAVERS. So it's... the S is for silence. A is for affirmation. V is for visualization. E is for exercise. And R is for... what does that say? Reading, and the second S is for scribing.
Okay, so we've been using this, I guess, technique for the past 2 days or so, 2 or 3 days or so, and there's been a marked improvement.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've just had more energy, and yeah. So now I get up in the mornings and I do a little bit more working out, and now I actually read, and yeah. And also a time to find to meditate. And it works for me, so I believe, you know, you guys should try it out, you know, if you find that you don't have productive enough days. So just give it a shot.
Yes, and the beauty of it is you don't even have to do all, 6? You can do, 2. Like, I did silence, so I did prayer, then I did... affirmation. I was like, I'm going to have a good day. And then I didn't do visualization, but I exercised and I read. So that was cool.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. And I hope to continue.
Yeah, it was fun. If you're looking for something to change your mornings and make your whole day great and wonderful and magical and beautiful, you should do it. Our next topic is pretty funny to me. I don't know if it's funny to Tess or not, but Tess, tell the people about your last 2 shopping trips and what you got.
Okay. Well, as you guys know, we're on a Brea budget, which means that you only survive on the necessities. And this time I decided that I needed some waffles. I needed to stray away from just eggs and bread every morning. So, yeah, I decided to get waffles, but I got the great value waffles. And it wasn't a choice that it was a choice that I regretted, actually. So the first day I ate them, it tasted like sandpaper covered with syrup. And I don't know.
They were gross?
They were awful. But by the third day, I was done with the 24-pack, and my lesson learned was that you get what you pay for.
Mm-hmm. Why'd you get the great value?
I did not get the great value waffles. I was forced.
But I wasn't even by you. I wasn't even next to you in the store when you got them. And then I begged you, like, are you sure you want to get these when we're in checking out? Or are you sure you want to get these? Yeah, it's fine. Probably because you didn't want to walk to the back.
No, there's a pressure when you're in the checkout aisle. You just have to purchase what's in the basket. You cannot return what you have in the basket. So that pressure was on me. You know, I had the cashier's eyes on me. Then I had the other customers behind us. You know, and of course, we are at Walmart, so there's a line. There are like only two registers out of like 30 open. And there are like 30 people, 30 customers at the register. So, you know, I just had to get it, the waffle.
So, or you could have gave it back to them and let them melt at the register. But
my breakfast would have been same old bread and eggs. So,
yeah. I know. So I guess it was, you had to get it.
So next time I go to Walmart, I'm definitely getting Eggo waffles.
Name brand, because it tastes better. You can toast it, microwave it. It won't be like eating paper or rocks or both. But then, after this Eggo debacle, or Eggo gate, like, you know how they say it now?
Yeah.
Tess went back to the store, and I wasn't with him at all, so he can't say the Brea pressure was there, because we like to get great value milk. Tess got Price Right milk.
Look, what happened was I was looking at the expiration date. I wasn't looking at the brand. So I saw that the milk expired 2 days later than the other, do you say milks?
Milks? Is it other milk eye?
Other milkies. So I just picked it up, and turns out that, yeah, it was, I haven't even tasted it yet, because I'm just scared to taste it. I'm lactose intolerant anyway, but
I tasted it and it doesn't taste the same.
It doesn't?
No. It tastes like more watered down than great value.
You think there's something wrong with the cows?
I think they watered it down so they can have more gallons of milk per how many cows they milked.
Okay, whatever.
Ratio that is. But they watered it down and I could tell.
Anyway, once again, the lesson learned is,
you get what you pay for.
Exactly.
Yes, you do. And even if I'm not there, apparently my persona carries over. So that's a good thing.
Look, you don't send your husband to the store. My mother told me, and you just don't. So if you need to go to the store, well, I guess I'm talking to ladies. Yeah, just go by yourself, or, you know, if you know what you want, just go by yourself. That's all I can say.
Yes. I think he did it. I told him when he came back, I thought he did this on purpose so I wouldn't send him to the store anymore. I think that's what it was.
And guess who's not going to the store anymore?
Nah, whatever.
Okay.
Speaking of milk and stores and everything cool, let's talk about Unbreakable. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Tess.
I'm not going to sing
Unbreakable. They're alive. You have to watch it if you have Netflix. It is so awesome. Tina Fey created it and produces it and probably wrote it or something, but she did a great job. What's your favorite part about the show?
I just like the diversity of the actors. There's this gay black guy and this white girl. Can I say white girl?
Yeah, she's a white girl.
Politically correct?
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, there's a white girl. And yeah, they just work well together. And it's not one of those generic shows where it's, you know, all white cast and, you know, Yeah. I love the show.
It's so good. And the girl is Kimmy Schmidt, and she was held in a bunker for 15 years by a preacher who was, like, crazy, one of those cults. She was in a cult, and then she moved to New York after she was kept in a cult in Indiana because she was a mole woman, and her new roommate in New York City is Titus Andromedon. It's not his real name. His real name is Ronald Wilkerson. I remember this because I just rewatched the first two episodes with my sister, and the show is awesome. It's so funny. Everybody's funny on the whole show. Everybody.
And I usually don't enjoy watching shows with Bria because...
At all.
Yeah, I'm not into, like, One Tree Hill type shows with all this drama and stuff.
Well, I knew it wasn't going to be drama. And I like comedies, too. I can't think of a comedy off the top of my head that I like. But you know, like, Baby Daddy, I love that show.
Not at all.
Tess thinks it's lame. My little sister thinks it's lame, too. But I loved it. But I just had to test it. I was like, Tess, just watch this one episode with me. And after... like, the first 10 minutes, we looked at each other like, wow, this is actually good.
Kimmy Schmidt brought us together.
Yes. Kimmy Schmidt, Tina Fey, you rock, girls.
Thank you. What's the lead actress's name again?
Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah, we'll look that up
later. But I love Titus Andromedon. He's my favorite. I must say, he's a aspiring actor, and he's like 30-something. So, yeah. Speaking of people that bring us together, Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, yeah. Kendrick is coming out with that fire. What's the name of it?
To Pimp a Butterfly.
Which sounds so philosophical. I don't even know what that means.
Sounds like something Los Angeles.
It's deep. It's deeper than that. You know? Like they say, it's deeper than rap. But it comes out, this is his sophomore album, comes out March 23rd in... I can't wait for it. You know, I've listened to the two tracks, King Kunta and The Black of the Berry, and it's just amazing. I love the funk vibe that he has to it. It's just a different feel, and I can't wait for it.
I don't really like rap that much, but I like Kendrick. I really don't. Yeah, I don't have like a favorite rapper, but I like his stuff. Tess tags me in his Kendrick's freestyles on Instagram, so I get to keep up with the who, what, why, and where, and all that stuff. But yeah, it's really good.
He just elevates, I guess they call it the rap game. He just elevates the rap game. And
elevation.
And it's not like trapping in the bando like all these other rappers are talking about. So I love it. And I just want to see more rappers do work, you know, positive work like Kendrick does. Kendrick and Common on all these... A few other guys.
Yeah. Few and far. Because nobody like Young Thug or Ew.
No, you shouldn't. Why'd you say his name? Like, you know.
Well, because he sucks. And people probably don't even know his real name.
What if he sues us? Just like, remember you're learning media law?
You know? Oh. We're mass comm majors, so I guess I should have thought of that.
Yeah. That's why I didn't mention his name in a negative light.
Well, he's probably not going to listen to our podcast. But if he does, if we make it that far, he probably won't care.
Okay.
Because he doesn't know our names.
Okay.
He doesn't know our last names.
But he knows marriage and things.
Yeah, but he's rich, shockingly enough, but it's not my problem.
Keep doing your thing, Liam Thug.
Nah. Don't shoot the reverend, though. They got you.
Okay, next.
Okay, episode. All right. I guess everybody knows that lyric, so I'm like, don't shoot the reverend, because you did it. Well, that's all we have for today, but like Tess said, we'll be back sooner rather than later.
Yes, we will.
And don't you have something coming up on the website? Don't
you? Yeah, I have a blog post that I'll be working up shortly about how I spend my days and how I broke that habit, and be on the lookout for it.
Yes, and thank you for listening. Visit marriageinthings.blogspot.com.
Thank you.